From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Nora Misenak is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Police confirmed August 5th the department is now in charge of investigating the alleged assault of Harold Handy over the July 4th weekend at the home of Valencia business owner Alex Rosenstrach and his wife, Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach. The Columbia paper first reported over the weekend that District Attorney Paul Chica had requested the case be investigated by state officials after new information came to light. Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett said in a statement August 5th that on the day after the alleged assault, he wanted to turn this case over to state police, citing concerns about a potential conflict. However, according to Bartlett, the state police declined the request. Bartlett said, and I quote, "At that time, the New York State Police declined to take the case, but agreed to assist sheriff's investigators and work side by side with them. Since that day, the investigation has been ongoing and very active. The state police have now agreed to handle this investigation in its entirety," end quote. Bartlett said his office will continue to cooperate with state police investigators. He said, and I quote, "I asked for the state police to handle this investigation right away, and I support the decision for them to take this over," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia Green Media is reporting a state of emergency declaration issued Wednesday, August 5th, in the wake of Tropical Storm Isaias, will cover Columbia County. The state of emergency makes local governments eligible for additional cleanup and operational support. The counties included in the declaration are Bronx, Dutchess, Kings, Nassau, New York, Orange, Putnam, Queens, Richmond, Rockland, Suffolk, and Westchester. The declaration also applies to the counties bordering the named 11 counties as a standard practice, thereby covering Columbia, Ulster, and Sullivan counties. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We're taking an all-hands-on-deck approach and activating every resource at our disposal to expedite communities' recovery from the impacts of Tropical Storm Isaias. The state is working closely with local governments to help ensure they have the help they need to get back on their feet. We are far too familiar with severe weather, but New Yorkers show their true spirit in times of crisis and will prove it once more," end quote. As Isaias moved through the eastern portion of the state, it produced numerous downed trees, localized flash flooding, and caused a peak of more than 920,000 power outages, including more than 8,000 in Columbia County. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Joseph Spector is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle that visitations have been resumed at New York's 52 state prisons as of August 5th. The weekly practice was ended in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Visits started Wednesday in maximum security facilities and will be allowed Saturday in all other state-run prisons, according to the State Department of Corrections and Community Services. The state has imposed a series of safety precautions and restrictions in the hope of avoiding a spread of COVID-19 in facilities where about 2,000 people have tested positive. 26 people out of the 54,000 locked up by the state of New York have died of the virus, according to the agency. Under the new rules, visiting rooms will be reconfigured to reduce the capacity by 50% to allow for social distancing. Outside visiting areas will first be used for visits. Everyone is now required to wear a mask during processing and for the duration of the visit. If a visitor does not have a mask, the visit may be denied. Visitors will be required to complete a questionnaire to enter a prison, and temperature checks will be taken prior to any visit. Physical contact will be limited to a brief embrace at the beginning and the end of a visit. Each visit will be limited to 3 visitors, unless the facility policy specifies fewer. 1 child under the age of 5 can also be allowed, but the child must sit on an adult's lap. Read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that in Columbia County, August 6, census counters began door-to-door canvassing for the 2020 census. That begins as the administration of Donald Trump announced it will stop the census count early on September 30th. Local officials are now worried an undercount will result in the loss of federal and state aid. David Galen, head of Albany's census effort, and Mary Cathy Sheehan's chief of staff said, and I quote, "It's another example of an attempt to get an undercount," end quote. So far, only 40.6% of Greene County's residents have self-reported, according to the Census Bureau. In Columbia County, 49.5% have reported. In Albany County, 62.3%. In Rensselaer County, 60.2%. In Ulster County, 56.7%. And in Dutchess County, 61.9%. Those numbers are all below the final census in 2010. Beginning this week, 362 enumerators with smartphones are contacting households who have not filled out the survey. The local officials who want those federal funds are doing anything they can to get residents to fill out the census. Nassau Supervisor David Fleming said, and I quote, "We're putting a lot of stuff out on social media. So much rides on a complete count," end quote. His Rensselaer County town has had 59.1% of households respond so far, less than the 61.5% that answered before the enumerators came out in 2010. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.